You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
On the 21st of September, Mission Beach in far north Queensland is hosting the Cassowary Festival. Then it's in its third year. The first festival took place in 2017. Then the whole community in Mission Beach will get together to celebrate our special and unique environment. It will be to show the flora, the fauna, the reef, which is so unique. We'll be celebrating, just bringing young and old together. We'll have music, lots of activities. Mainly it's educational side that, you know, we're trying to put out.
Yeah. Now, the Cassowary Festival, of course, is in homage to the cassowary, which is the most important tourism attraction in Mission Beach. Will visitors be able to see this elusive bird?
Maybe. if you come to the Cassowary Festival, that means you'll be driving to Mission Beach. Who knows? Like, you might be able to see a cassowary on your way.
And the cassowaries,
they are very elusive birds, and the more you move, the better your chances, you know, are to see a cassowary.
Yeah, because they're very shy, apparently, and they don't like interacting with humans. But if you stay long enough on Mission Beach, you might be able to come across one of these birds, which is the third largest bird on Earth.
It's not really the largest bird.
No, the third largest.
It's the largest bird in Australia. The ostrich is the largest one. Then you have the cassowary and then the emu.
Now, how do the locals interact with this elusive bird?
Around Mission Beach, quite a lot of cassowaries are used to humans because, unfortunately, the environment is just shrinking. Then more and more, not only cassowaries, but other wildlife, they just, you know, interact with humans because they share the same environment. Yeah, some people are fighting for the cassowaries because it's an endangered species, but some others, they don't really care. Then there are quite some problems around this.
The main
problems for the cassowaries, it's linked with the loss of habitat or loss of or destruction. It's also because people put fences up. A lot of cassowary deaths are linked with accidents with cars. And then we have problems with what we call wild dogs, which are not at all like dingoes. They are often domestic dogs, but they just escape and then they turn wild. Unfortunately, there are also some illnesses, but it's definitely an endangered species, and we should just do everything we can trying to protect them.
Yeah. And you are yourself a conservationist, and part of the festival is also organized to raise funds to complete cassowary corridor mapping and actually act towards preserving these endangered species.
I'm part of C4, which is the Community for Coastal and Cassowary Conservation. It was established in 1998. The aim is to preserve the natural habitat, not only for the cassowaries, but for all native wildlife, and also to help with revegetation. One of the projects has been the cassowary mapping, because we don't really know how many birds are, you know, left in the wild. Often we hear it's around, 1,500.
Yeah.
That means not only Mission Beach, that means the whole far north Queensland. Then, around Mission Beach, we don't really know, especially after Cyclone Yasi in 2011, that had a really, you know, like huge toll on the cassowary population. Half of the money has been raised, but a little bit more is needed. Yeah, one of the aims of the festival is to, you know, collect enough money to finish that mapping, just to give a better idea how many birds, you know, are still in the wild.
Things are heating up. Here people are already preparing costumes and preparing for the parade. How does a Cassowary Festival parade look like?
Well, what's happening, like you said before, there will be prizes, like for the best costume, which means whoever is attending the festival can come dressed with a cassowary costume, like make it, or, yeah, I suppose most of the people would make it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, there will be, you know, like different prizes. For the parade, it's a very, very colorful parade. For the last 4 or 5 months, volunteers have been getting together. That involves, like, children, adults, and they are preparing nearly life-size different animals. They've used a lot of bamboo paper, like, to make these animals. They're not only cassowaries, but it's linked with, like, the rainforest theme. There will be a parade with people holding these different animals, the different groups involved with, like, caring for nature will be, like, representing their group, and they will, yeah, like, be dressed too, like, and yeah, will take part in the parade.
Yeah.
And there will be music, and it's always a very, very colorful, like, event.
Yeah.
And also, if any of your listeners are coming to the Cassowary Festival, there will be a surprise. There will be a flying cassowary. I'm not going to say more, but...
Cassowaries that can fly. Has that ever happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a very big attraction, I can tell you. It doesn't last long, but it's a very, like, thought-after attraction.
Join the conversation on radio, online, and mobile. You're with NITV Radio.
Mission Beach is on Jiru country. Then Jiru will be, like, or have been really involved in the preparation of the festival.
Yeah.
And the main elder will give a welcome to country when the festival starts on Saturday morning, just a bit after 9 o'clock. What is happening is that elder is a well-known artist.
Yeah.
What he's been doing the last 2 years with another local artist, the Jiru elder, our, like, well-known artist, Leonard Andy,
yeah.
He's like a traditional owner, Jiru traditional owner, and our local artist, another local artist, Nina Dawson. They've been collaborating to realize a traditional mija, which is a traditional house. You use a loekine and some palm leaves,
yeah,
or fan palm leaves, depending what you can find. This year, the installation will look a bit different.
Okay.
Last year, it was like the mija had like a cassowary head. This year, the head will be much more elaborate, like,
okay,
because Leonard and Nina were selected for this Strand Ephemera Sculpture,
yeah,
Festival in Townsville.
Yeah.
And they built, like, that mija. They brought back the head, and it will be used during the Cassowary Festival this year. Inside, when you walk into the mija, you'll be able to learn more about Jiru culture.
I read a call from one of the participants that they want this to be seen as a slow down Mission Beach, to be seen, especially during the Cassowary Festival, as a slow down town. Is it really a sleepy town?
No, it's not a sleepy town at all. Like, a lot is really happening, but slow down is much more targeting like the drivers, as I mentioned before,
most of
the cassowary deaths are caused by, you know, car accidents. Then the school children have always so far been involved in the cassowary festival.
Yeah.
Then they've been doing signs. Some of these signs, they've already been put along the roads, like leading to Mission Beach. That's the main message that, you know, like, the community would like to just, you know, like, yeah, like tell people just, you know, you're in a beautiful area.
Yeah.
And please just, yeah, be careful. Just slow down, enjoy, like, that World Heritage Area, and care for not only for the cassowaries, but I mean, you know, care for all wildlife.
Indigenous rangers are everywhere. I would expect there are rangers out there trying their best to protect country and protect the cassowaries.
Yeah, definitely. Like around Mission Beach, we have the Parks and Wildlife, like rangers dealing with any issues. We also have like the Giragong Aboriginal Corporation, which is based in Cardwell.
Yeah.
And their area is pretty huge, like because 9 different clans are involved, but their rangers are, you know, taking part in different projects, and one of them is looking after the land and helping in any way to make a better world for the cassowaries. And one of you know, like the things they do is and that's also in coordination with C4, where I volunteer, the Community for Coastal and Cassowary Conservation, is doing revegetation. That is so important because cassowaries are feeding mainly on fruits that you found in the tropical forest.
Yeah.
They can eat up to 150 different fruits. They are often called the gardeners of the forest because they can spread the seeds, you know, like really on really great distances. Revegetation is really, really important in that way, to just allow more habitat to grow, but also to give more food for the cassowaries and all wildlife in general.
sbs.com.au